In the fashion world, diversity is in. Multiple labels are scrambling to outpace each other, presenting ever-expanding arrays of models to showcase their latest collections. With different shapes, sizes, ethnicities, and stories, this burgeoning variety initially seems like a positive shift toward inclusivity. Aspiring models once dreamt of gracing the covers of elite magazines or sashaying down Parisian runways. That dream now seems not only attainable, but almost mundane. The sheer volume of faces, both on digital platforms and in traditional media, defies the old barriers to entry. While this might boost opportunities, it fosters a problematic scenario: choice overload. EV decision comes at a cost. For casting directors and fashion enthusiasts, too many options can lead to a sort of paralysis. Psychologists highlight the stress associated with making choices when faced with an abundance of options, a direct result of the surplus of models we see today. This phenomenon isn't only felt by industry professionals. Consumers are also victims of the excess. With countless influencers and models promoting various styles and products, deciphering authentic preferences becomes an uphill battle. What should signal diversity ends up muddying the waters of personal taste and style. Brands once had a select few ambassadors, now they have legions. Each new face suggests new possibilities for identification and projection. Yet the relationship consumers have with these icons is fleeting, here today, gone tomorrow. Brands and models alike suffer from this ephemeral connection, leading to less loyalty and more confusion. The irony is thick. Our social narratives push for individualism, but as options proliferate, making a distinct choice becomes increasingly difficult. Where does one begin when attempting to stand out in a sea of endless and endlessly similar options? Economists warn of diminishing returns. When the growth in the number of choices outpaces the benefit these choices provide, we hit a point of saturation. This saturation is vividly apparent in the realms of high fashion, fast fashion, and everything in between. What's the solution? The industry might want to take a step back and ponder the virtues of curation. Reducing choices does not necessarily equate to curtailing freedom or diversity. Rather, it can enhance the value and meaning of each selection. As for the consumers, they too would benefit from a curated approach, allowing for a clearer path to a personalized style. In conclusion, this gluttony of options, while appearing to be a bountiful feast of fashion and identity, could actually starve us of genuine sartorial satisfaction. It is time to question the sustainability of too many models and ask ourselves whether this is truly the paradigm of choice we wish to clothe ourselves in.